Hello, this is The Check-In. Thanks for being with us here on The Check-In Live today. I'm Janet Saidi. So this is our last live episode of the year. The topic is 2020. We're taking a look at 2020 as a whole. What has it meant for you as a community? How have we persevered? What have we learned? And what are we hoping to take with us into the next year, if anything, from this year? What are we hoping to leave behind? I think there's a lot we're hoping to leave behind, but we want to hear from you. Are there any positives? Has 2020 changed you for the better, made you stronger, illuminated things for you in any way? Or has it just been terrible? That's okay too. Let us know. We're checking in together on this special edition of The Check-In just to hear from you all. We're just opening up the phone lines. We have no guest in the studio today. In fact, some of us aren't even in the studio today for reasons that have to do with our pandemic. We'll get to that a bit later. But our guest today is you. So as we open up the phone lines, you tell us, what has this year been like for you? What have been some defining moments for you? What are you hopeful for in 2021? Let us know, 573-882-4991. Again, the number is 573-882-4991. You can come into this conversation. Has the pandemic and everything to do with this year changed your life in any way? Most likely it has. How has it changed your work, your parenting, your family, your friends, how you connect with people, your faith group, how you see our culture, our democracy, justice? How has it affected you personally and how you see the world? Let us know. 573-882-4991. We're going to hear from a lot of you. We're going to talk about the check-in over the past year, what it's meant to us. We want to hear how it's meant to you. Again, 573-882-4991 to join us. As we're waiting for callers to join us, I think we have a few on the line, lined up, ready to share with us their year 2021. And I'm so glad that we have them ready. But let me just reiterate for a moment, you're the guest today. We're going to look back on 2020. Remember March, the check-in went live in March of 2020. It was actually March 23rd. It was 2 days before our first stay-at-home orders for Boone County. 2 days before that, I believe, if memory serves, it was a day or two before that. The check-in went live just to say, let's come together. Let's just open up the phone lines. We don't know how to respond to this exactly. What can we do as a newsroom? What can we do as a station? And we thought the answer was to just open up the phone lines to do that 9 months ago, and we're still doing it. And we weren't sure how the community would respond, but we were really surprised and delighted to find that you all called in, you joined us for these live noon hour check-ins on a regular basis. And it's been really amazing for us as a team here at KBIA. And so we just wanted to kind of look back for our last show of the year and just kind of invite people to call in. Some of you have been involved in the show. Many of you are out there. You know, Columbia and the journalism world is kind of a small world. So some of you are part of our world in person. Some of you are part of our world over the airwaves, connecting with us on air. However you've connected with us, reconnect with us today. Let's hear updates from you. Let's hear how things are going. First up, I think we have some callers on the line ready to go with us. We've got Zia Kelly. Zia is on the line, and Zia is lovely to hear from because Zia has been with us from the beginning. She actually helped us put the check-in on air. Zia, welcome to the check-in. Welcome back. How are you?
Hey, Janet. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to be here. I am doing fine. How are you?
We are good. We are good. Good. We are taking every day as it comes, like you do for 2020, right? And I have to say, this is my favorite time of the week. I really think, you know, I also like Fridays when it's the end of the week and we kind of allow ourselves to get takeout. But my other favorite time of the week is Thursdays, where I just go on air and talk to everyone and hear from everyone and hear from the community. So Zia, you had a very interesting 2020. What were some of the highlights for you? I think I know some of them because you were our producer. But what's 2020 been like for you? Highlights.
Right. So, I graduated from Mizzou in May. I had this whole idea about what my, you know, what my college graduation and what the summer after would look like. And that included a big party and lots of traveling, and clearly none of that happened. But, you know, I landed a year-long gig in Columbia after school, in big part because of KBIA and because of the experience and connections that I had as being a part of the show and of the station. So I'm so grateful for that.
Well, we are so grateful that you were able to join us, Zia. I mean, students like you make it much, much easier for us. So you like tackled the check-in. You really produced it. Like, you know, it goes without saying almost, but you were just like a professional producer, and it was wonderful. So graduating in 2020 must have been tough. And let me just say to our listeners out there, many of you, I know you're out there, have graduated in 2020 or had some landmark in 2020 that was difficult. So let us know what that is. You can join us and let us know about your landmarks in 2020, how they went, how you were able to work around. And again, the number is 573-882-4991 to join us. 573-882-4991. So yeah, we have some callers lined up. As you know, we like to take those and let people join in. But do you have anything, any wrap-ups for us on 2020 and thoughts going forward into 2021?
I'm packing my brain here. I mean, this is just a really strange time to get out into the world, and I'll try not to go on, but I really hoped at the beginning of the year that this, or at the beginning of the pandemic, that something like this would sort of illuminate the importance of coming together and of the community supporting each other. And in some ways, I think that's happened, but I've also sort of witnessed some of the failures of our government in sort of addressing these issues and preserving public health and putting communal well-being over, you know, short-term gain. And so in a lot of ways, I think it's really hard to watch this all unfold and then try to figure out sort of where you fit into it. And I guess that's sort of been my experience, you know, living through this and sort of, and just from my vantage point. So, I mean, I don't really know. I don't know what comes next. I don't know what 2020 holds. I'm just, you know, my family is housed and healthy, and that's really all I could ask for right now.
All right. Those are great words for us, Zia. Thank you so much for calling the check-in. It's really lovely to hear your voice. And you graduated as a journalism person and as a journalist, and now you're out in the real world doing that work. And so it's been very interesting for you for 2020. Thanks, Zia.
Right.
Please take care.
Thanks, Janet. You too.
All right.
Bye.
All right. So we're going to move on. We've got a few calls lined up. Those of you who have called in, thank you so much. Stay with us. We will get to your call. Before our break, I think we have time to hear from Mataka. Mataka Askari has joined us as a guest many times on KBIA and has called in to give us an update. Mataka, welcome.
How you doing? How you doing? Thanks for having me.
I'm good. Thank you, Mataka. So you've been on before. You work on the front lines working with, I believe, people struggling with addiction and recovery programs. You also work on working with people who are incarcerated. And we've talked to you about how people are experiencing 2020 and how people were experiencing the pandemic from prisons and correction facilities. What updates do you have for you? How have you been personally, and how has your work been going in 2020?
Personally, I've been okay. So I do work with people who are in prison and people who are reentering and people who struggle with substance use disorder and mental health issues. But my story is I did 23 and a half years in prison. And so the irony in that to me is like I know how to survive in a restricted environment. So when people talk about the stay-in orders and people were confined to their houses and it was causing them a great amount of stress, for me, it didn't have that same effect, because like I saw all the things that I had access to versus the things that I were denied because I've been in an environment where it's way more restrictive than that. With that being said, people who are justice involved, individuals who struggle with mental health and substance use. I work with a homeless population, people who need resources. And when you consider right, that things were already strained in their lives. And then here you have a pandemic that is more restrictive and limiting and minimizing your ability to interact with them, because you build rapport and develop relationships with people. And that's necessary to help them make decisions that get them closer to their goals. We've had to scale back on that. And with that, that has caused people a lot of stress. And some people have returned back to using substances. Some of us have been able to be creative with innovative ideas when we interact with people. That's allowed them to become successful in reaching their goals. So it goes both ways. It's impacted people differently, but it's caused us to step up.
All right. Mataka, thank you so much for joining us with that observation. If you don't mind, if you're able to, Mataka, we've got to go to a quick break, but we'll be right back. It'll just be very quick. I just want to let people know who have called in and who are on the line. Thank you for calling. We are going to take your call right after this break. We'll hear more from Mataka and the rest of you and many of you. Again, you can join us 882-4991, 573-882-4991. We're going to get to your calls. We're talking about 2020, looking back, looking forward to 2021. What have we learned? What did we go forward with? We'll be right back on the check-in after this. The check-in. I'm Janet Saidi. Thanks for being with us here today. So on this day in December 2020, we are doing some time travel on the check-in. It's our last live episode of the year. So the topic is 2020. We're looking back across 2020 and we're looking forward to 2021. What has this year meant for us as a community? How have we persevered? Because persevered we have. We've been through a lot. Let's just acknowledge that and look for the ways that we've changed. How have you changed? How has your family, your work, your life, your faith group, your friends, your health? How have things changed for you? What have we lost and what has made us better or stronger, if anything? Our guest today is you, 573-882-4991. Again, that's 573-882-4991. We want to take some of the calls that we have. Thank you for joining us. Callers, we are going to get to all of you. We're going to do our best to get to all of you. First, we have Nathan calling from Columbia. Nathan, thanks so much for joining us. Welcome to the check-in.
Thanks for having me.
So, Nathan, how has 2020 been for you? Do you have a comment for us or anything to share with us today?
Yeah, I was really inspired to call in and respond when you were talking about our defining moments. For me in 2020, one of my defining moments was really that memorable moment in late March because of the pandemic. I lost my job. So I didn't know what the future would look like professionally for myself. And so really that became a moment and theme throughout the rest of 2020 that I would explore.
Yeah. How has that been? I mean, looking right now, December 2020, looking back to March, that happened so quickly for you, Nathan. What would you say your outlook is right now on 2021 and how has it been?
So optimistic. My outlook improved greatly. Yeah, it continued to improve over these last, 8 months or so, really because what I decided to do, not knowing what the marketplace would look like for career-wise, to focus my energies on stacking the deck in my favor and pursuing additional educational opportunities. And I learned firsthand what a lot of people in virtual classrooms are going through, because I sat in my own office from my home and got my real estate license in preparation to make myself a more valuable asset future forward. I did end up landing a job in my current industry, which is communications. And so I didn't need to call upon that real estate license. But that's why I was so hopeful and continue to be, because now I'm working again and able to focus on connecting with my community and giving back. And that's why I'm grateful for programs like this today, the check-in. It's been all about this connection with others during this difficult and challenging year.
Nathan, it's so great to hear. Congratulations. And it's so great to hear that you're able to make a turn and find something, you know, positive in all of this. And that's just wonderful to hear. Thank you so much. And I'm glad that you were able to connect with us. That's what we're about. And we really enjoyed that, too. So best of luck to you, Nathan, as you go forward into 2021. And thanks for calling us on the check-in.
Okay. Have a good one, guys.
Yeah, you too, Nathan. Take care. All right, let's go to Tim in Columbia. Tim, thanks for joining us on the check-in. Welcome. And what do you have, a comment or a question for us today?
I just want to say, first of all, thank you for what you've been doing on the check-in. I think I probably heard your very first program. Day, I've been isolated at home. Got sent home to work from home in March. Was laid off in August, and every day, just to get myself away from my basement and my computer, every day around lunchtime, I would go out and get in the car and just drive around, not actually go in anywhere, but just drive around Columbia and turn on KBIA, and there you were talking about what was going on in other people's lives, and it's been a really blessing. I think the hardest part for me, as I've been, you know, separated from my job, and my other part-time job was as a Uber and Lyft driver. And I look forward to being around other people and meeting people and having opportunities to help them. As an older man, sometimes I would pick up college students in my Uber and end up having conversations with them and encouraging them or answering their questions. They would talk to me because they saw me as a grandpa kind of figure, and being isolated, not able to do that at any of my jobs. And that has been frustrating. I've also been isolated from my support system at church because my wife and I have not physically been to church now for almost 9 months. We've continued to have a small support group from the church that had been going on for some time, and we've been doing it through Zoom. It's actually thrived over Zoom because we have fewer people canceling. We're all there nearly every week because it's easier to just, in the middle of all the hubbub of what's going on in our lives, to just sit down every Monday night at 6:30 and turn on the computer, and we spend an hour or two together. So that's what's kept me sane.
Well, Tim, this is so great to hear. And, you know, what you're saying about, you know, I love that you've been driving around town and listening to us, and you know, we feel everybody's presence who's there. You know, we've sensed that the community is with us and joining us, and many of you call in. Is this your first time calling in though, Tim?
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks for calling in to our last show of the year. We're really glad and so happy that you have been able to find connection. It's a real reminder that many of us are feeling isolated right now. And, you know, just isolation has been a key word, a key part of 2020 for a lot of us. And I love hearing about your Uber interactions. And here's to you, being, as you say, the grandpa for all those students you're picking up. That's really awesome. And here's to 2021, and hoping that you'll be able to have a lot more of those interactions that are positive in 2021 going forward. So please take care, Tim, you and your wife, and thanks for calling, and thanks for checking in with us.
All right. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Tim. Let me just remind all of you listening, you know, if you're like Tim, if you've found 2020 to be an isolating time, let us know. We are here to check in with you, as Tim says, and Nathan also, our callers. This is all about that connection. So let us know, 573-882-4991, 573-882-4991. You know, we're also very interested in, many of you have been involved in education, your parents, your teachers. How has that changed for you, 2020? It's been a massive upheaval for our schools, our families, parents. You let us know how this has been for you, too. 573-882-4991. You know, let's go to Ranger Familiner. And if that name sounds a little familiar, yes, Ranger is family. She's KBIA family. And Ranger was one of our first callers. I realized that Ranger called us on our second show. We had actually a good time, our team, looking back. And we actually have a clip from Ranger that we could play, and Ranger might actually want to give us some update. But Ranger is actually on the line with us today for the check-in and can give us an update on how she's doing and how she's found the pandemic homeschooling. Ranger, welcome to the check-in.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Thanks, Ranger. So, you know, you called us. Do you remember when you called us back in March and you were telling us about how your neighborhood was doing birthdays?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what did you tell us at that time?
I told you that there was a birthday parade people drove around in instead of actually going in, and they all wore masks. So, Yeah, that's what I kind of told you that time.
Yeah, I remember that, Ranger, and we really enjoyed that. And can you tell us, Ranger, how old you are and what grade you're in?
I'm 6 years, 6 and a half, and I'm in first grade.
Okay. And so, Ranger, you were in first grade during the coronavirus pandemic. And so you had gotten a little bit of school in, I think, with the teacher, and then it went to Zoom. How has that been for you? How has school been for you this year?
It's been fun. It's been really fun. I got to make a lot of new friends, and yeah, that's what it's been.
I'm so glad that it's been fun for you. And as you were saying, you know, way back in March, your neighborhood was doing birthday parades. You were talking about masks. So obviously you and your family are having a lot of conversations about how to stay safe during this time and how to stay distanced. But you say that it's been fun. Is that because you've been doing a lot of family stuff? Is there anything that you missed about this year and missed about school?
I missed playing with my friends in person.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that you had to miss playing with your friends in person, Ranger. I know that 2021, it looks like it's going to be a lot better, and you're going to be back with your friends. You're going to be back in school. In the meantime, I'm really glad you've managed to have some fun with your family. So thanks so much, Ranger, for calling into the check-in. Call us again.
Cool. Bye. Thanks.
Bye. Thank you, Ranger. Take care. All right. Let me just remind our listeners, we want to hear from you. We're saying goodbye with the help of Ranger. Nathan, Tim, a lot of our callers, we're saying goodbye to 2020 today. It's our last show of the year. Let us know what has been your biggest challenge personally. Kids, feel free to join us. If you're like Ranger, let us know what school's been like. Are you a parent? Are you a teacher? Have you been really meeting these challenges? What have been your workarounds? Has anything positive come from this for you? You know what? You don't have to be positive. We do get a lot of positivity on the check-in, and that's great. But if it's just been terrible, let us know that too. 573-882-4991. Again, 573-882-4991. We've got callers lined up. We're going to take your calls. We also, by the way, want to hear not only from educators, parents, teachers. We know that a lot of you have been essential workers out there. You've been in grocery stores. Are you a barista? What's that been like? And what have you seen out there on the front lines? We've had a lot of healthcare workers call in. We want to hear from you, healthcare workers. Many of you have been a part of the check-in and the check-in programs. Let us know, 573-882-4991. Again, 573-882-4991. Let's take a call from Lee. Lee, thanks for your patience waiting while we got to your call. Lee Wilkins is also a colleague in the J School and a friend with KBIA. Lee, thanks for checking in with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. As we all try to just hide from the virus.
That's right. And so what do you want to talk to us, Lee, about how either personally or professionally the year 2020, what are highlights and maybe I shouldn't say highlights, but what are defining moments for you when you look at 2020?
Oh, I can't pin it down to a moment. So for mm-hmm. listeners who don't know, I'm in that category of people that we're trying to protect because I'm old and feeble. Which means that I literally have been able to hide out at home and try to do things that minimize exposure, which means I haven't been able to hug friends. I haven't been able to go mm-hmm. into the station, which I desperately miss. I haven't been mm-hmm. able to travel to see my grandkids, and that's all pretty awful. The flip side of that is that I am by nature an introvert, and I am still writing and working on projects, so I've had a lot of time to sit, too much sitting, but also to read mm-hmm. and to think. And so for me, yeah. 2020 has, more than a lot of other things, it's just been a time for some really serious reflection.
Okay, well, I have to give you away a little bit, Lee, here and say that I know that you're a big reader and thinker because you and Rebecca Smith and I have had regular Zooms, which we call happy hour Zooms or coffee Zooms. And so those have been actually really important to me. But Lee, you also, it's funny, our on-air producer, Kyle Felling, is saying that you shared yeast with him early in the pandemic when yeast was impossible to find. I know that Kyle was looking for this for his mother who wanted to bake. So that was kind of a cool moment. Have there been some creative ways that you find to connect, whether by Zooming with your KBIA women or delivering yeast to the program director for KBIA?
Oh, I was going to say, so the Zoom is great, and it's a soul-supporting experience for me. The yeast was, I just had a bunch, you know, so it's like, no, I'm not yeah. going to eat all this bread. I probably shouldn't eat all this bread. So, you know, so that part mm-hmm. was easy. I guess the thing that I've been able to do is I've been working on a couple of book projects, both of them about media mm-hmm. ethics. And mm-hmm. so it's given me some leisure to take some looks at what journalists are doing and how journalism is changing and what are the really tough questions that journalists are sort of up against. Yeah. And one of the things that, the check-in has done is do a part of that thing, how journalists connect with the community. And I think the show has done an enormous amount of good in that way.
Well, thank you for that, Lee. Yeah. Well, you've been a part of that.
And let me just say, we've got true.
Yeah. And we've got a break coming up. And I want to get to one more caller, Ashley, who's calling us about parenting and answering some questions for us. So, Lee, let me just say thank you so much for being there with us. And we need to have you back to come back and talk about journalism ethics and what that's meant for 2020.
That's
for a future conversation.
Get to Ashley. And thanks, Janet.
Yeah, take care.
Okay,
all right, Ashley, thank you for calling into the check-in. We want to hear from you.
Yeah.
Our producer tells us that you're a parent of three. What has this been like for you, 2020?
Yes, well, I have two middle schoolers and a high schooler, and there's been, of course, many blessings, but of course, challenges. I would say the blessings are that we've spent a lot more time outside, especially my high schooler that has been camping mm-hmm. a lot with a few of his friends that they were in a little pod together. So that's been really wonderful to really connect into nature. But I would say the biggest challenge for me as a mother is just the amount of screen time that my children have. The lack of, I feel like the quality of education has gone down, especially for my son. That's in high school. My daughters are mostly in seat at an independent school, and so that's been nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Ashley, you can hear the music telling us it's time to go to break, but thank you so much.
Yes.
You know, you said something that I think really is defining. I love your description for 2020, blessings and challenges. I mean, that's pretty much 2020. We've been looking for the blessings where we can amidst many, many challenges. Good luck to you, Ashley, and your
thank
kids
you.
And your family. Thanks so much for checking
Appreciate
in with
it.
Us.
Take care.
Thanks. We're going to go to a break now. Listeners, we are looking back on 2020. We're looking forward to 2021. You're the guest. Thanks to so many of you calling in and joining us today. Those of you who are on the line, thanks for your patience. We're going to get to you in segment three right after this very, very short break. Again, if you're listening and you want to let us know what your life in 2020 has been like as a parent, a teacher, a barista, a healthcare worker, we'd like to hear your story. 573-882-4991. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back to The Check-In. I'm Janet Saidi. So we are looking back, saying goodbye to 2020 today. I think a lot of us, you know, judging from the holiday lights and the Christmas trees that went up sooner than ever this year, I think people were like, let's get this done. Let's get 2020 done. Let's move on. I think it's worth saying that we are still very much in the middle of this. Many people I'm hearing, friends, colleagues, Facebook people telling us the pandemic has never been closer right now. And so it's a little heartbreaking as we say goodbye to 2020. We are still very much in the midst of this pandemic. We are not wrapping it up, although there is light at the end of the tunnel. So not to be depressing, but I just want to say we realize this. We are feeling and very much feeling and facing loss right now. If that is what is defining 2020 for you, if you're just engulfed in the loss and it's hard to look ahead, we want to hear from you too. Let us know, 573-882-4991. 573-882-4991 is the place where you can check in with us on how 2020 has been, what you are looking forward to for 2021. You are the guest. It's just been us and the callers today. First time for KBIA. I'm not sure we've ever really done this before, but we are just talking with you today here on The Check-In, 573-882-4991. Beth is calling us. Beth is a colleague and friend of KBIA who's also been on our show as a caller and has helped us create some cool shows with the State Historical Society of Missouri. So, Beth, thanks so much for calling into The Check-In. How are you doing?
Hey, I really am. I think I'm really inspired by listening to all the previous callers, and just want to say thank you for doing this program. I think it's doing us all. It's very cathartic to talk about 2020 and what we're hoping the future. But I think with everybody else, it's been a roller coaster year. You know, I did lose my job for a brief time. I was with the State Historic Society. I lost it with budget cuts, but I did get to come back. Fortunately, they found an avenue for me through the Missouri Bicentennial. And so I was able to come back. And so, you know, it was just kind of that roller coaster of, well, how am I going to find a job during the pandemic? And so that was frightening for a while, but I felt like I was one of the very lucky ones to be back working again. One of the things I found this summer was I discovered such a wonderful spirit among my neighborhood. There were a couple of people, key people in the neighborhood, who really took it upon themselves to make sure that some of our older residents in our neighborhood were taken care of and that they had the needs they needed to have met and not have to get out. And one of those was food. So we had kind of organized a way of bringing in food from Wilson's, who owns the Wilson's Market, which is now a different name, but the owner of that. He actually brought, we were able to get some supply of food from him, bring it into the neighborhood, and kind of do our own CSA, if you will, at a couple of different neighbors' houses and be able to distribute fresh food among our neighbors. Throughout the whole growing season. And that was so, it was a one way to kind of connect with everybody. We found like everybody was out walking more, you know, of course, social distancing, but it was just a way to kind of connect as close as you can at home, even though we were so separated from friends and colleagues, was we're all working kind of remotely and our families. So that sense of, that was kind of a silver lining, was kind of rediscovering some wonderful neighbors and how we can just really just walk next door and help each other out. So that was something that was, you know, important, I think, that we learned.
That's the most wonderful silver lining, Beth, to share. I so appreciate that. And let me just throw that out there to listeners, you know, and Beth, you mentioned this. It's so true. If you'll stay on with us just a second, I have a follow-up question for you, Beth. But I know that many of you, well, Beth, you're hearing what we hear on the Check-In too, which is that our callers are so inspiring. No pressure callers. Just call us and let us know whatever is going on with you. But, you know, the fact is that all of us just getting together and sharing what we're going through ends up being incredibly, it does end up being very buoying to connect with each other and just hear each other's stories. And Beth, I appreciate you also sharing that you lost your job. You know, that's something that I had forgotten because you have started working again so quickly, but that must have been incredibly stressful and devastating. You're the second caller to call in just today on today's show to say that. So let me just throw that out to people too. If you've lost your job, you've been able to rally or not, if it's still really difficult, let us know what's going on for you and your work, or how has your work changed? We're all working so differently. As Beth says, we're all remote. Our students are remoting. We are remoting, or we're out there in the middle of it, working at, on grocery stores, in hospitals, essential workers. What has work, it's either gotten very intense for you. If you're like us, we have a little bit of this with the Check-In and with KBIA. The studios are still open, still going. But yet a lot of us are remote. Some of us are half and half. What has changed for you? Let us know, 573-882-4991, 573-882-4991. Beth, I know that you also are a parent and you've had kids in school, in college for the first time, and also college students. What has that been like, and what have the challenges for 2020 been for you on that front?
Right. Well, so first of all, personally, I had to deal with the empty nest syndrome, sending both, you know, my kids onto college campus. Yep. We were very far away, but I was still kind of dealing with that just for a personal. Mm-hmm. But the most challenging was that both my kids did contract COVID early on campus. One got it from a roommate. The other's not quite sure, maybe from his apartment, because there were people next door with him with COVID. But anyway, they did not suffer from it. They had the disease and they were in quarantine for a couple of weeks. Did not, you know, pretty much remain asymptomatic. But certainly that was probably the biggest stress of that. And I think that is for any parent that's sending their kids on to school and realizing that's a very good possibility.
Yeah. All right. Beth, thank you so much for calling us. Beth Pike, it's a pleasure to work with you and talk with you. And thanks for checking in with us and for all you do. Please take care.
Thanks, Jan. Thanks for the opportunity. So long.
All right. You are listening to The Check-In. I'm just going to say we're saying goodbye to 2020 today because it's our last show of the season. So we're kind of looking back on the challenges of 2020, looking back on the show itself. You know, we started in March 2020. Where were you in March 2020? You know, one of the first things I remember, or last things I remember, I should say, about getting together with people was True False. Many of you were at True False. I know many of our listeners were at True False. What's kind of the last thing that you remember? Where were you when you realized this was something in 2020 that was going to change our life? And so many things in 2020 have changed our lives. There's been the pandemic, but the pandemic has illuminated so many other things about justice in our culture, injustice in our culture. Also, it's illuminated things about our democracy. Let us know. Voting, election was also part of our 2020. What are your thoughts on that? What have you learned about us? How have you found to connect through all of this, through these divisive times? Let us know. And what do you hope that we take forward into 2020? What have we learned from all of this? 573-882-4991. 573-882-4991. You know, we went live on the Check-In back in March. Let's hear a clip. One of the, you know, back in March, just before Boone County stay-at-home orders, our big topic was the pandemic. I was laughing looking back at some of our first guests and some of our first questions. I think the very first question I asked on the Check-In, some of you may have been there, one of our callers, Tim, said he was, I think I heard the very first show and I'm still here. So some of you are like that. You go back to the very first show. The first question we had was, so what is this social distancing? That was my first question for Dr. Laura Schopp, who called us as our first ever guest on the Check-In March 23rd, a couple of days before we went into stay-at-home orders from Boone County. We went live on the air to connect with each other. And That was our question. So there's this thing called social distancing. Everybody's talking about it. What is it and what does it involve? Another person that we talked to a lot was Dr. Christelle Ilbudo. So many of our healthcare professionals, frontline healthcare professionals, have been gracious enough to come on. And I have to say, you know, behind the scenes on the check-in, a guest like Christelle Ilbudo, Dr. Christelle Ilbudo, who's really led the infectious disease effort in our community in a big way. She's an infectious disease specialist and a pediatrician who has been on the front lines of the community response. And, you know, she's a favorite guest of ours here on the Check-In. Producers always really appreciate when there's someone who's both brilliant and gracious. And I would say that that kind of describes Dr. Ilbudo. Let's listen to what she told us when we first had her on and asked her about this thing. What can we learn? What can you tell us about this pandemic? What should we be keeping in mind? Here's what Dr. Christelle Ilbudo had to say.
I think my biggest advice is, has always been, be prepared, don't panic, and follow the recommendations for social distancing. Even if you don't see, you know, a lot of cases in your neighborhood, that we're still monitoring cases and there is still potential for cases to continue to increase. So everybody still can do their part in helping us get COVID-19 behind us.
Okay, that was Dr. Christelle Ilbudo, who's a MU Health pediatrician and infectious disease specialist who's worked on the front lines of our pandemic response in our community. Everything she says there, our producer Christopher Husted's pointing out, still true. Still true. It is still true. We are still in the middle of this. In fact, it's never been more important to listen to Dr. Ilbudo. But we want to hear from you. If you, so many frontline healthcare workers have joined us on the check-in, have said that you've made check-in part of your day as just a place to connect, but also have made the check-in part of our lives by just joining us as guests to talk with us. If you're a frontline healthcare worker, let us know how things are for you, what you look back on for 2020, what your hopes are for 2021, what your fears are for 2021, hopes, fears, dreams. Let us know. 573-882-4991. That's 573-882-4991. We only have about 5 or 6 minutes left of this hour, which is all about you, listeners, all about you on the check-in. And we have some lines open. So call 573-882-4991. Let us know what has been the defining moments. What have been your takeaways from 2020? What has been your biggest challenge? How have you found ways to connect with your faith group, with your friends, with your family? What's it been like for you as a parent, as an educator, as an activist? We've had many amazing activists on our show talking about various things that they've been working on when it comes to equity in education, equity on campus. So many amazing people have joined us. Let us know if you've been listening and what your takeaways from 2020 are, what your hopes for 2021 might be. 573-882-4991. And let me take a call now from Sebastian Martinez Valdivia. Sebastian's name sounds familiar, I know, to all of you and listeners of KBIA. Sebastian has been tirelessly reporting on the numbers, on the state of things with this pandemic, not only here in Columbia and Mid-Missouri, but abroad in our rural communities, in our rural hospitals. And we've worried a little bit about Sebastian getting the rest that he needs. But he's also been gracious enough to come on with us on the check-in and just check in with us about what it is like behind the scenes. So we asked Sebastian if he would give us a call just to kind of let us know how things are going and what he's seeing right now, which is appropriate because I think Sebastian was on our either first or second show as well as the stay-at-home orders went into effect back in March. Sebastian was there helping us sort out what it meant. And Sebastian is joining us now on the check-in. Sebastian, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I wouldn't describe myself as tireless because there have been a number of times over the past 9 months where it has been a challenge to keep going. So I definitely have gotten tired, but doing all right.
Okay, exhaustively maybe is the adjective there.
Yeah, that seems adverb. Appropriate.
Okay. So, well, how are you doing now? And, you know, as we were saying before, we're wrapping up 2020. We aren't really wrapping up the pandemic. It's never been more important to follow the orders to follow the health guidelines. It's very much around. It's some people even say, unfortunately, it feels like it's closing in. And you are really on the front lines as a journalist with this, Sebastian. What are you seeing? What, you know, kind of behind the scenes, what are you seeing? And what are your kind of takeaways from 2020 as well?
Yeah, it's been pretty difficult. So I've talked about this. Mm-hmm. My colleague, my fellow health reporter here at KBIA, Rebecca Smith, my colleagues from across the country who work like me with Kaiser Health News and NPR reporting on health, we have a weekly call. And the thrust of this pandemic essentially has been just a constant and steady flow of bad news. And mm-hmm. so it's people not getting the resources that they need, health workers, you know, being overworked and underappreciated. And all of that seems to have really gotten worse in the last month and a half, where, you know, the pandemic is worse than it's ever been, but people have the least mm-hmm. amount of time for it than they ever have. So, you know, one example of this is back in March, there was outpourings of appreciation for health workers, you know, people, you know, sending food and putting up signs and all of that sort of thing. And now when health workers are working harder than they probably ever have in the past 9 months, there's skepticism, there's resentment in some communities, and there's just generally disregard for the people who are working incredibly hard to try to protect their community and try to serve their fellow community mm-hmm. members. And that's been mm-hmm. something that I've run into reporting on this pandemic a lot. I've done a good amount of reporting on people who work in public health, and there's public health departments, local public health departments across the state of Missouri, who have gone 9 months working more than they ever have in the past and have gotten almost no resources because those resources were distributed to their county governments. Those county governments didn't pass that money along, and now a lot of that money's gone back to the state, to the governor's office, thanks to that special session that we had, you know, a week or two ago. And so there's a lot of people who are working incredibly hard for no other reason than to help their community, and aren't getting the appreciation, aren't getting the respect, and aren't getting the resources that that they've asked for. And that's just been kind of the story of this pandemic, really dishearteningly. So there's hope now. There's some hope for the vaccine. There's some hope that mm-hmm. things are going to turn around. But it really has laid bare, I think, like Zia was saying earlier in the show, some of the weaknesses, definitely a lot of the inequalities and the inequities in, you know, our society. There's very few signs that things are going to get better, you know, without getting
Sebastian.
Worse first.
Sebastian, thank you so much for giving us that candid and really informative perspective from you, from the front lines and the people that are on the front lines that you're talking to as well. Thank you for all you do. I wish we had more time with you. We have one call we want to take. John is calling from Columbia. We're going to go to. But let me just say, Sebastian, please take care and we will keep in touch. You'll be back on the check-in with us. Thanks so much to Sebastian. And John is calling. You are a pediatrician, it sounds like, John. Thank you so much for calling. We've just got like 30 seconds. Can you just tell us, it looks like you moved here from New York City. What sticks with you most for 2020?
Sure. Well, thank you, Janet, for hosting this conversation. I really appreciate it. Gosh, it's hard to put it all into context. I guess to echo a little bit of what Sebastian was just saying, in New York, when all this was really spiking, everyone really rallied around it together, and it felt like we were on the same team. And as time has gone on, that's really become a bit weaker. And I think in the context of what else is happening in our country, there's been degradation of trust in our institutions. And you know, it makes me worried about how effective our national response will be coming year. So my hope for the coming year is that we can all, you know, learn to trust each other again and learn to have thoughtful conversations and be willing to learn from experts with, you know, and a humble attitude. That's all.
Thank you so much, John, for leaving us with that hope for 2020. And John, I wish we had more time with you. I'd love to know more. You're on the front lines, it looks like, as a healthcare physician. Best of luck to you, John. And let me say thanks to all of our callers today that we couldn't get to. Please join us again. We will be back in 2021. That's it for today's show. Thank you for making the check-in part of your life, and thanks for being part of our 2020. Let me just say that Check-In's produced by Alicia Haywood, Christopher Husted, and many amazing student producers. Shout out to two of them, Veronica Mohesky and Alex Stutson, who are graduating. Best of luck as you go forward into 2021. Best of luck to all of us and all of you. We'll be back in 2021. As always, until next time, stay well and stay in touch.